of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit with us all. Before I preach, we will exchange the Easter greeting. I say, Christ is risen, and you respond, the Lord is risen indeed. Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia.
Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
From the 20th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 11th and the 15th verses. But Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb. Jesus said to her, Woman, why are you weeping? There is a sense in which the whole world can be seen as one vast cemetery. Now that's not a thought of which we're constantly aware. It is in fact an unwelcome thought we much prefer to forget. And not only an unwelcome thought, but a thought that has provoked fury and rage when human beings become fully aware of its stark reality. I suspect most of us are familiar with the words of that troubled Welsh poet, Dylan Thomas, who wrote, Do not go gentle into that good night. Rage, rage against the dying of the life. Perhaps less familiar are the words of the somewhat exotic poet Edna St. Vincent Millay, who wrote, I am not resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts in the hard ground. So it is, and so it will be, or so it has been time upon time. Into the darkness they go, the wise and the lovely. Down, 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 into the darkness of the grave. Gently they go, the beautiful, the tender, the kind. Quietly they go, the intelligent, the witty, the brave. I know, but I do not approve, and I am not resigned. To be resigned is to accept something unpleasant that you can't do anything about. And doesn't Edna St. Vincent Millay speak not only for herself, but for us all when she says, I am not resigned. I am not resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts in the hard ground. From time immemorial, human beings facing the massive fact of death have dared to hope. To hope that there is something more to be said than that the whole world can be seen as one vast cemetery. But because of what took place on this day, in a cemetery out outside the city gates of Jerusalem. This is no wistful hope, no happy delusion, but hope grounded in one overwhelming fact, the fact that Christ is risen. And how fitting it is that this joyful news was first proclaimed in the cemetery. Because cemeteries are mute witnesses to the power and the triumph of the grave. The bitterest tears have been shed there. For there, the complete helplessness and utter hopelessness of Adam's lost and fallen race finds expression in weeping and mourning. And so it would remain. Apart from what happened in a cemetery outside the gates of Jerusalem, early in the morning, before the dawn of the first day of the week. On the evening of that first Good Friday, the lifeless body of Jesus had been laid in the garden tomb of Joseph of Arimathea. And on the next day, Pontius Pilate had given leaders, the soldiers they wanted to guard the tomb so that Jesus' disciples couldn't steal the body and then falsely claim that he'd risen from the dead. And that was the scene in that cemetery. A great stone rolled to the door of the tomb and sealed. The Roman soldiers standing guard. But at the dawn of the first day of the week, the scene has changed completely. Now there are no soldiers watching the tomb. The great stone at its entrance has been rolled away, and the seal broken. There are no shadows of the night. Instead, there are angels radiating heavenly glory. The grave clothes in which Jesus' lifeless body had been wrapped have been cast aside, though they still show the shape of that once lifeless body. Because Jesus had risen from the dead. The faithful women had gone to the tomb at the rising of the sun, but only Mary Magdalene remained weeping outside the tomb. She hears a voice say, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Which at first glance might seem to be a very strange question indeed, because if you see a woman weeping beside a newly made grave, you know perfectly well why she's weeping. She's weeping because someone deeply loved has died, and her tears express her grief. Sorrow. But Jesus' question was quite in order, because Mary Magdalene had failed to recognize him. In her tears and in her grief, she had mistaken him for the gardener. If Christ were not risen from the dead. The story would have ended there. Mary Magdalene and the other faithful women and the disciples would have grieved the loss of their friend. The world would soon have forgotten the whole affair. But the story didn't end there. The risen Lord calls Mary Magdalene by her name to say, Mary. Hearing her name in that familiar voice, she suddenly realizes that this is Jesus, whom she loves, and so she exclaims, Rabboni, which means master. And then, with great joy, she runs to tell the frightened and despairing disciples, I have seen the Lord. Had Jesus, who was crucified, not risen from the dead, he would soon have been forgotten. Just another example of hatred and cruelty having its way in a fallen world. And we wouldn't be here on this happy Easter morning. Nor would the church have gathered to worship every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday after Sunday, down through all ages, because every Sunday is in fact a little Easter, the day of resurrection. And how I wish that all Christians would be deeply conscious of that joyful fact that every Sunday is a little Easter on which we not only give thanks for the Lord's resurrection, but truly meet him as he truly comes to us in the holy mysteries of his body. We cannot live with the constant conscious awareness that the earth can be seen as one vast cemetery, but it is. It plants the sign of futility and defeat over all our days. Down, down into the darkness of the grave, gently they go, the beautiful, the tender, the kind. Quietly they go, the intelligent, the witty, the brave. Into the darkness they go, the wise and the lovely, crowned with lilies and laurels they go. But I am not resigned. To be resigned is to accept something unpleasant that you can't do anything about. But you need not be resigned to the shutting away of loving hearts in the hard ground, because Christ is risen. Mary Magdalene said to the disciples, I have seen the Lord. On this joyful Easter day, we do not with the eyes of the body see him, but with eyes of faith we do see him. Veiled in the hallowed bread and cup, bestowing on us the body which death could not hold, and the precious blood which has been shed for the remission of all our sins, and opens the kingdom of heaven to all who place their trust in him, our crucified and risen Lord, to whom be glory with the eternal Father, and his all holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.